So I'm currently on the intersection of 16th Street and Joyce Road. I'm right at the entrance of the Rock Creek Park Golf Course. I pass by this golf course a lot on my runs. I run a lot on 16th Street, and I've always been pretty curious to check it out. And yeah, let's go check it out.
You have all these trees, these tall trees that are sort of towering over me on both sides. And then, I don't know, it's this little oasis away from the hustle and bustle, the traffic, the noise of everyday life in DC.
And I brought this map with me that I got from the National Park Service's environmental assessment of the Rock Creek Golf Course Rehabilitation Plan, which was released this past September. This map is called Clearing Plan by Forest Stand, and it marks potential tree removal areas with red lines. And according to this map, it looks like some of these trees that are slated to be removed are right here near the entrance to make room for a proposed maintenance building. According to the environmental assessment, up to 1,262 trees could be removed as a part of this renovation plan.
Hi, I'm Marcelo Jauregui Volpe, and this is The Climate Divide, Season 2. You just heard me at the Rock Creek Park Golf Course in Northwest DC. This golf course is in the middle of a contentious debate about its renovation. The environmental assessment claims that many of the trees slated for removal are invasive and dying, and are a part of a long list of maintenance work that has been delayed, inhibiting the full use of the golf course. Environmental groups have criticized the tree removal proposal as excessive, especially given that DC has lost some of its tree cover over the past few years. These advocates want a compromise that would improve the golf course without removing so many trees. The public comments period recently closed, and now these groups are waiting to see how the Park Service responds. The Park Service declined an invitation to come on the podcast, but they sent us a statement saying that the golf course, established in 1909, needs its rehabilitation to cut back trees encroaching on historic areas of the park landscape. To set the scene a little bit, in 2020, the National Park Service signed a 50-year lease agreement with the nonprofit National Links Trust and tasked it with renovating DC's three golf courses in Rock Creek Park, East Potomac Park, and Anacostia Park.
Here on my right, you know, a bunch of overgrowth, looks like some invasive vines.
The trust is starting with the Rock Creek Park golf course, since they're saying it's the one that's in the most dire situation. The overgrowth, including many invasive tree species, limits the playability of the golf course. That problem, and an insufficient clubhouse and maintenance facilities, are some of the issues the rehabilitation plan seeks to address. Once redeveloped, the course would also include a path for pedestrians and cyclists, and an update to the existing stormwater drainage infrastructure. According to a report submitted by the Trust and the Park Service to the National Capital Planning Commission in January, construction of the clubhouse and maintenance facilities were to begin this fall, followed by the golf course restoration next fall. Though it seems that timeline has shifted, since the Park Service and the Trust released their environmental assessment in late September. Once local environmentalists and Rock Creek Park enthusiasts learned about the tree cutting plans, it set off a wave of advocacy that has apparently upended the original schedule. There has not been a verdict yet on the approach they will take.
I was completely shocked when I heard about this.
That was Chris Weiss, the executive director of the DC Environmental Network.
We were pretty surprised. We didn't know about it until about a week left.
And that was Vince Drader, the communications and development director at Casey Trees, a DC tree restoration and protection organization. Both Chris and Vince were alerted about the environmental assessment by a volunteer in Rock Creek Park. Chris says the sheer number of trees marked for removal is staggering, considering that DC advocates such as Casey Trees have campaigned in the past to save mature, shade-giving trees, even when development plans threatened only a few trees.
1,262 trees could be killed. That's huge. That's huge for, you know, for many, many folks, for climate activists, for tree canopy activists. And in light of the fact, again, that we've lost 1% of our tree canopy and we're not moving in the right direction, You know, these trees are critically important, so we need to take a stand in defense of these trees. And so that's kind of where we're coming from.
With the end of the public comment period fast approaching, the DC Environmental Network, Casey Trees, and many other environmental groups acted quickly to spread the word throughout the community about this rehabilitation plan. A letter signed by 20 environmental organizations requested a 60-day extension of the comment deadline and a reassessment of the environmental impacts. The Park Service extended the comments period from October 24th to November 4th.
So we're not sure where this is going to go, but I'm hopeful that they'll do the right thing.
Vince and other Casey Trees staff members visited the golf course to evaluate the trees that were slated to be removed.
There's lots of trees. I think that's what makes the course unique and beautiful itself. Many of the trees are quite large. In fact, we estimate that of the trees that would be removed, over 200 are heritage trees, so they have a circumference of over 100 inches or more. So it was a beautiful day to go. But several large trees and several healthy trees that are being slated to be removed.
Casey Trees arrived at the estimate that more than 200 heritage trees would be lost via a geospatial analysis of the golf course, though more time would be needed to confirm the health or condition of those trees, according to Vince. Heritage trees are protected by DC law. In 2022, the DC Council passed a bill that allows DC's Urban Forestry Division to issue stop work orders in most cases if a heritage tree were being cut or damaged. But the Rock Creek Park golf course is on federal land, and in general, the Park Service does not have to abide by state and local laws. This means that those trees are likely unprotected.
At least from what I've gathered from the plan from NPS and National Link Trust is that, you know, they keep talking about this sort of deferred maintenance or like maintenance work that needs to be done. I guess, is there a way that both sides can sort of be happy and sort of there's maintenance work that's done on that course, but that doesn't involve cutting trees?
Yeah, I don't think that the goals of these projects are incoherent with one another, right?
Casey Trees agrees with the removal of 189 invasive trees.
Of course, there's going to be vines removed off trees that are healthy and of course, dead or dying native trees that can be removed, although we'd argue that dead or dying trees offer habitat, of course, and ecological benefits for the area as well. But still, 707, we estimate, healthy trees will be removed. So if this plan is reworked so that more trees are saved, I guess trees are inventoried, and we can try and figure out the best way to keep the golf course as a great recreational space, keep it historic, and as well as save some trees, I think all that can be done.
In the last season of The Climate Divide, we interviewed Casey Trees Youth Programs Manager Kelsey Desmond and the former director of the Department of Energy and Environment, Tommy Wells, and both talked about DC's goal to reach 40% canopy by 2032. Casey Trees defines tree canopy as a layer of leaves, branches, and tree stems that covers the ground when viewed from above. Trees do many great things, like provide shade, absorb rainwater, and provide habitat for wildlife. Given the fact that climate change is causing more intense storms and heat waves in DC, increasing the district's tree canopy is crucial. But the district's hard-won progress has been slipping away. In a 2022 report, Casey Trees determined that DC's tree canopy cover fell 1% from 38% to 37% over the last few years. That doesn't sound like a lot, but it is.
I should say that's roughly like 450 acres of trees, and I think it's hard for people to visualize acres in their head. That's roughly the size of the National Mall. If you can imagine the National Mall just being clear-cut trees all the way down. So, of course, we have the 40% canopy goal by 2032, but, you know, when we think about the canopy of DC, it's not always just 40% DC, right? We also think about the quality of the canopy and where it's at. This is a place where people can go and have recreation and golf, but it can also, you know, it's part of the Rock Creek Park, you know, system and trees there. So it's part of Rock Creek Park, but it's also part of people's community. People live close, and this is why people are reporting on this and giving comments on this. This is why we've seen hundreds of people give comments on saving these trees.
it did bring out an emotional response from a lot of people.
Basically, our asks are, of course, to reevaluate the criteria for the tree removals that are going on. Further inventory the trees, kind of figure out what species, how large everything is, and then also provide alternatives to the plan put forward. Because right now, the rehabilitation plan is the plan that's put forward or nothing at all.
There's other issues too.
Chris Weiss also says there are additional concerns about the clubhouse, and that plans for nighttime usage of the driving range will negatively affect wildlife. The Rock Creek Conservancy also raised concerns about the planned expansion of the clubhouse and the proposed tree removals and grading work needed to make room for a maintenance facility that would be hidden from the view of the golfing public. It would also like to see a compromise that would raise fewer trees overall and leave the course's back nine holes as is, in order to greatly reduce tree removals. In its statement to Hola Cultura, the Park Service says it's in the process of reviewing the public comments, but it stood by what it and the trust have already put forth as a preferred alternative, adding that the preferred approach follows the recommendations of a 2019 report and complies with the federal laws such as the National Historic Preservation Act and the Endangered Species Act. Nevertheless, the Park Service also signaled that it may be open to a compromise, stating, "Public feedback is crucial to the planning process and can generate ideas or alternatives not previously considered." We'll continue following this story as it develops. Later this season, we'll also address concerns that have been raised about the Park Service's management of DC's parkland. DC is in a unique situation compared to other US cities, since nearly 90% of its parkland is under Park Service control. This past July, Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton introduced a bill that would expand the Park Service's mission, and I'm quoting here, to include active use of National Park System units located in urban areas. Congresswoman Norton proposed the bill in response to a George Washington University study that concluded that while 98% of residents live within a 10-minute walk of a park, most residents, particularly those living on the eastern side of the district, do not have easy access to parks in their daily lives. The Climate Divide is produced and edited by me. Claudia Peralta Torres provided additional editing and sound mixing support. Christine McDonald is a series editor and executive director of Hola Cultura. Members of the society and culture team in Hola Cultura's storytelling program for experiential learning also contribute to this podcast. This project is supported by Spotlight DC and the Pulitzer Center.